Isaiah chapter 36. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. The king of Assyria sent his chief commander from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah with a large army. He stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway to the clothes washer's field. Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was in charge of the palace, Shebna the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to him. Then Rabshakeh said to them, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. What is the basis of your confidence? I tell you, your strategy and strength for war are merely empty words. Now in whom are you trusting, that you have rebelled against me? Look, you are trusting in Egypt, that staff is a broken reed. If someone leans on it, it will pierce his hand. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you tell me, 'We trust in the Lord our God,' isn't he the one whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has removed and has said to Judah and to Jerusalem, 'You must worship before this altar'? Now, therefore, make a bet with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses if you are able to find enough riders to put on them. How then can you repulse even one captain of the least of my master's servants and put your trust on Egypt for chariots and horsemen? In fact, did I come up against this land to destroy it without the Lord? The Lord told me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.'" Then Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah said to the Assyrian commander, "Please speak to your servants in the Aramaic language, for we understand it. Do not speak to us in the Judean language, in the ears of the people who are on the wall." But the Assyrian commander replied, "Has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? Has he not sent me to those who are on the wall, who, like you, will end up eating their own excrement and drinking their own urine?" Then the Assyrian commander stood and cried with a loud voice in the Judean language, "Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Don't let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to rescue you. Do not let Hezekiah trick you into trusting in the Lord, saying, 'The Lord will surely rescue us. This city will not fall into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Do not listen to Hezekiah, for this is what the king of Assyria says: 'Make peace with me and come out to me. Then everyone will eat from his own vine, and everyone from his own fig tree, and everyone will drink waters from his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Do not let Hezekiah mislead you, saying, 'The Lord will rescue us.' Has any of the gods of the nations been able to deliver his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Did any of them deliver Samaria out of my hand? Who among all the gods of these countries were able to deliver their country out of my hand? So how can the Lord deliver Jerusalem out of my hand?" But they remained silent and did not answer him a word, because the king had commanded, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was in charge of the palace, Shebna the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and told him the words of the Assyrian commander. Isaiah chapter 36.